explain what?
Just a couple of things. Both in school, uh-huh. school lunches.
Uh-huh. In America.
In America, well, yeah. Corn, sweet corn, pile of sweet corn, halfway through it, big, long worm at the bottom.
See, I don't mind bread.
But took it back and said, excuse me, as, you know, an American as I would do, excuse me, there's a worm in my corn, lunch lady. Put her fingers in, pulled the worm out, said, there you go.
America's an agricultural country. Get used to it, darling.
America's an agricultural country. Get used to it, darling.
You've probably never heard of linguica. You ever had linguica?
Linguini.
Is that worm?
No, linguica is a spicy, fatty worm. Portuguese pork sausage.
All right.
She's a spicy, fatty sausage.
You haven't eaten for almost half an hour?
Again, halfway through the sandwich, bit down, luckily didn't break my tooth, thought, oh, something's in there. Rusty, big, rusty nail.
America's an industrial country.
They can't keep track of every nail.
Didn't bring that one back to the lunch lady, though. Learn my lesson with those corn.
I said, we were talking to Cax earlier on. Cax, you could set off, and then a shop said it had them, but couldn't actually make the noise. And I don't think you could buy them. They're little round cardboard boxes. You used to get a coil of Cax, and they were just fantastic. Coils, Cax, is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, but you know what I'm saying. And the sports shop that used to be under the arch, that's what I meant to do. Today, the most bizarre sports shops in Britain, because now it's all been conglomerated and everyone's buying
ID sports,
and of course you've got your Reebok and you've got your Nikes and all of this. The individual cranky old sports shop does not exist anymore, I don't think. It's a spectacular one around where I was, and it used to be literally as an offshoot of a railway arch, and underneath this arch used to be a fellow who mainly only sold white shorts, blue socks, the odd he sold Scooby-Doos and caps,
yeah.
and he also had cricket pads, but nobody ever bought those. But he would always look for whatever you asked for. So you go in there, say, they've got a Real Madrid away kit, 1954, the one they only wore once. Hang on, mate, I'll have it. And he used to go through every box, and you could stand there and idle away, sitting there whittling while he did it, and he'd come back and go, give us a minute, I'll have it, I've got another box over it. And I'd love to say he could turn around and produce this stuff, but he never could.
What do you think was in the boxes, Dan?
I know what was in the boxes.
Scooby-Doo.
No, it was white shorts. As long as you wanted, he'd say, always, his name was Sam, and then he'd call you Sam as well. He'd say, Sam, you got any white shorts? Youths or boys? Never men's or boys, youths or boys, and there was two sizes, youths or boys, big, and it had like a boxer's waistband on them.
John Hart's.